KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with light rain, freezing rain, and sleet possible this morning before changing over to all snow later in the day. A high around 35. A winter weather advisory is in effect for some parts of western Iowa at this hour and until 6 a.m. Saturday. Forecasts in other counties, that winter weather advisory will be in effect beginning at 9 a.m. today. We look for a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A number of schools have canceled classes for today, and you can find that entire list on our news or the KJAN.com. Go to the community hub on the right side of the page. Look down and find the information you need tab for those weather announcements and others. In our news, the Creston Police Department reports the arrest early Thursday afternoon of 31-year-old Devin Taylor Keller. The Creston man was taken into custody at the Union County Courthouse on a Union County warrant for violation of probation related to a no-contact protective order. Keller was being held without bond at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, pending an appearance before the judge. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Thursday evening of Vanessa Jensen from Blanchard. Jensen was taken into custody on an active warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of unauthorized use of a credit card. Her bond was set at $2,000. Page County Sheriff's deputies assisted with the arrest. The number of Iowans filing for unemployment is up. Iowa Workforce Development released data Thursday morning that showed 5,289 Iowans filed for benefits for the first time last week, and that's up more than 500 claims from the week before. The number of people filing continued claims also rose. 24,907 Iowans filed continued claims, which is an increase of 5,726 from the week before. The first pair of bills to come out of the governor's child care task force has cleared initial review in the Iowa House. One bill deals with low-income families who get government-funded child care assistance, or CCA. It would let child care centers collect more money from those low-income parents to help make up the difference between what the government pays and the actual cost. Representative Ann Meyer, a Republican from Fort Dodge, said they'd have to agree in writing to pay extra.
This is not going to be a requirement. CCA spots at their current pay rates will still be available. This is an option for families if they choose to take it. It's not a requirement.
Democratic Representative Tracy Ehlert of Cedar Rapids says her child care center took a loss because she accepted families receiving assistance.
But I also was a working single mom who was on CCA myself and had my kids in a program, and there's no way that I would have ever been able to pay the difference. And I did have a copay. And some weeks that was not manageable for me because it was a decision between, am I going to pay the copay or am I going to pay food or am I going to pay a bill?
A Department of Human Services official said the proposal could put the poorest of the working poor at a disadvantage when it comes to getting child care. The other bill advanced would loosen the minimum staffing requirements for child care centers, so one worker could care for 8 2-year-olds, and the minimum ratio would be one worker for 10 3-year-olds. Child care advocates say the higher staff-to-child ratios could add to employee burnout and safety concerns. Several Iowa businesses and trade groups have joined a new alliance to combat human trafficking in the state. The Iowa Business Against Trafficking, or IBAT, is an initiative by Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate's office.
I believe our business community can make the difference. We're asking businesses that join IBAT to commit to do two things, to learn something and to do something.
Anyone filing the required paperwork for a new business in Iowa uses the registration portal in Pate's office.
So my office is going to reach out to all 260,000 of them and ask them to become a member of IBAT and join this cause to end human trafficking in Iowa.
The National Human Trafficking Hotline fielded nearly 300 calls from Iowa in 2020, leading to 78 criminal investigations.
I've heard the stories from survivors and from law enforcement personnel here in Iowa about cases of human trafficking, and they're horrific. No human should be subjected to this, and together we can put a stop to it.
Pate says businesses can educate both employees and customers about the signs of human trafficking. The Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery already has a training program in place for hotel employees and is supporting Pate's initiative. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released its 2021 crop report, which shows Iowa farmers grew all-time record averaging 205 bushels per acre. That's the highest per acre yield of any state and the fourth highest production level. Story County farmer Brian Sampson told KCCI-TV that even though inflation is causing some problems for the industry, the record crop is good news. The record corn yield comes despite drought conditions last summer. Well, the Prairie City Police Chief has died due to complications of COVID-19. City said Chief Michael German, or German, died Thursday. He started serving the community in 2014. On their Facebook page, the police department said Chief German was a dedicated servant leader in the Prairie City community, and well beyond, he will be greatly missed. The city said German's passing is being considered a line of duty death. And the KCCI in Des Moines reports police in the capital city have identified a person who was struck by a vehicle and killed early Wednesday morning. Authorities say 32-year-old William Cody Klein died after being hit around 3 a.m. Wednesday near Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway in Southeast 8th Street. Police said someone in a yellow Cavalier hit Klein and left the scene. No suspect has been identified or charged, and they're still searching for that driver. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.